Kisa Cola. All right. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, you know, like I really did hitchhike up for this show.
I believe
and,
you.
And the flute, you know, I believe that we should all play the flute because there's a thing called the heart line. You know, it's a line from our soul to our expression, to our voice. And the flute helps to work on that heart line so we learn how to express it. And I think it's a personal thing. I think everybody should work on that song. You know, some people would call it a mantra. Some might call it your own heart song. You know, in Anishinaabe, you say you have a song that you can sing if you're afraid or if you want to sing honor to somebody. And it can be a personal thing. You don't have to share it with public or anything like that. And I think the flute is an instrument of the heart line. There are stories of De Soto when he came through the Cherokee Nation that he was greeted by a flute army of 2,000 flute players. And so it was more popular thing that it was a thing that our people, through tradition and evolution, that we adopted the flute. And it's become, you know, a very expressive thing for our people. And I think all people should, you know, so I always plug the flute in that way. You know, but I always say too, like I'm in the I want to lead people out of the new age into the rock age.
All right, have you got another number for us?
Yeah, I got one here. I've been writing this rock opera, and I got a couple extra things coming out. An album is called Life Is Grand. It'll be out at the top of the year. But in writing the album, I've been working on this rock opera for a number of years called Seeds. About 49 virtuous seeds that fall into the hands of the villains and are misappropriated, but they fall into the hands of the villain because of the vanity of the protagonist, you know, his own vanity, and for 49 virtues, one of them was, you know, the first virtue is humility. But some of my characters are like these seven javelinas, and javelinas are little desert pigs. They're kind of like the marginal creatures of the earth, and they are disfranchised, and they're followers of this mountain lion. He's a dreadlock king, and he's the protagonist. But this is after everything in the opera, where everything's taken away from them, and they're singing a song around the campfire. And like I say, the mother javelina named them all after desert cactuses. One of them's called Christmas. One of them's called Hedgehog. One of them's called Teddy Bear. One's called Cat Claw. You know, it goes on.
Yeah.
And one's called Beaver Tail. You know, things like all these things.
Right,
you know, like,
right.
And they're singing this song to Christmas, who's kind of, she's singing it, but she's captured in prison. And so if you could, maybe even if you guys want to sing, once you get the chorus, you know, I don't care. I mean, I'll invite it. Oh, yeah, I've been on to take this thing off here. But I learned this on piano, so if I forget a chord, don't hurt me.